So a number of members of Congress, including Michigan Congresswoman Kristen McDonald Rivett, they are introducing the No Profiting from Public Service Act. It was just introduced at the end of June. It would ban politicians, Supreme Court justices, other federal officials from trading stocks and using prediction markets to wager on government and politics. I have been saying for quite some time,
yes, you have.
I believe members of Congress, I believe government officials, I think you should carry clear see-through folders so we can see everything that's going on. Transparency is huge. But then the ability to put a halt to the information that they are privy to and how that impacts the way that they grow their portfolio. I love this idea. Kristen McDonald Rivett, the congressman out of Mid-Michigan, joins us this morning to talk about it. Congresswoman, good morning. It's good to have you.
Good morning.
Where did this come from? We've seen similar bills pop up before, never been a ton of support. What maybe is different about this piece of legislation?
Well, I think that most Americans agree with you. Things should be transparent. Members should not be individually trading stocks. A really obvious thing. It's unbelievable that it has not passed Congress, but I think we actually have, we've got a good bipartisan group on this bill to actually get it to move. But the thing I thought was incredibly important to add is not just not trading on the stock market, but you can't trade on the prediction markets, which are, you know, this growing thing that a lot of people don't really understand. But essentially, you can bet on anything on a prediction market, including whether tariffs come up and down, when military strikes are going to happen, who's going to win an election. All of those things, members of Congress, the executive branch, our judges have access to inside information. It's illegal for everybody else in the country. It should absolutely be illegal for the people who run to be public servants.
And some critics will argue that people shouldn't have to give up their investment portfolio simply because they chose to serve their country. What's your response?
I mean, this is public service. Keyword there, service. You can't, you know, in the same way you can't insider trade on the stock market. You can't sit in a room where the decision is being made about whether or not to allow a company to merge, whether or not we're going to engage in a military strike, whether and then go in with that information and make money. We see people right now at the executive level and in Congress that will make a single bet on the prediction market that earns them more money than people in Michigan make in a year. That's just the deal. We've reached a point where people don't trust public servants anymore. They don't trust elected officials anymore. So that's going to take a long time to clean up because there's a lot of stuff to clean up. But what we can do is start with this, which is an incredibly obvious thing to do. I just feel like it's really important that we extend it to the executive, to the judicial, and honestly, on prediction markets, it should be extended to candidates as well. Federal candidates cannot go to a prediction market and make a bet on whether or not they're going to win or lose a race when they have information about inside polling information that nobody else gets to see.
Yeah.
It's just basic.
No, I completely agree. And, like, I'm different. I like to watch C-SPAN because I like to watch the committee hearings that you guys are on. I understand most people aren't like that. Uh-huh. It can be a little tedious at times. But what the information that you and others, and I'm not accusing, obviously, but the information that lawmakers get can be incredibly beneficial based on different government contracts that are going out. And all of a sudden, a stock is going to be more valuable when this deal is signed. So that information, I completely agree. I don't think lawmakers should be doing that. Is there a specific instance that you look back to and said, well, wait a second, why is this so out of whack? Why is this happening? Is there something that led you to want to get on a bill like this?
Yeah, I mean, I actually authored this bill. So it was much a stronger thing for me to be able to, I just really, there's example after example after example. But let me tell you, one member of Congress that came in my class, so this is his first term in Congress, 3,000 trades, individual trades, in his first year. Listen, I don't know how he even has time to do his job, but when you're making 3,000 individual trades and you with information what you see on C-SPAN, I'm glad you watch. You're probably one of four people, but I'm glad you watch. but what you don't hear is the information that we get in a private briefing. You don't see the research and privileged information that comes across our desks. When you're using that to make these trades, you're using your office for benefit, for your own personal wealth benefit. That is antithetical to everything this country stands for, and we have to stop. Now, I also think that we need to do a lot more. I think we need a enforceable code of ethics for our Supreme Court and clean that up. We need a conflict of interest policy for the executive. All of these things that most of us face in our day-to-day lives that just don't apply to federal elected officials. We have to actually completely change that because we can't have people making decisions about whether or not their portfolio is going to grow when most people are worrying about whether or not they can keep the lights on.
And another interesting aspect of this bill is that it also covers spouses and dependent children. Why include the family members?
Because it prevents a workaround. You can't, as a member of Congress, it allows, if you don't do that, you can just pass on the information to your kids or your child and have them make those bets and those investments in their name, but it still enriches the family wealth. It's just too close to the principle.
Keep us updated on this, please. I think this is a really important piece of legislation, and would love to hear how this thing finishes out.
Absolutely.
Yep, you got it. That's Congresswoman Kristen McDonald-Rivett. Appreciate your time as always. Thank you.
Thanks so much. Have a great day.
You got it. You do the same.
Boy, you were waiting for this one. But we've talked about
because,
this.
Look,
I mean, it's, yeah.
Like, the realities are money corrupts.
Uh-huh.
And when you have information to all of it, and it's why these people that leave office, they come in, they're like, yeah, I owned a pipe fitting company.
Mm-hmm.
And, I had $200,000 in the bank when I got elected. Now I'm worth $40
million. Yes,
again,
exactly.
I ain't a mathematician,
uh-huh.
but on $175,000 a year salary, I don't quite understand.
The math ain't mathin'.
And you've been in Congress for 16 minutes. Got it. Like, that stuff is crazy to
it
me.
It is.
But, like, people are like, oh, look at Donald Trump. And it's like, look at him. Look at all of you. Mm-hmm. Everybody's throwing stones in a glass house.
That's it.
I don't like any of it. And again, if you take that away, all of a sudden you start going back, you roll back the clock and go like, oh, yeah, people used to serve their country because they wanted to make a difference.
Mm-hmm. And not because they wanted to get rich.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Enrich themselves quickly.
That's
exactly right. 8 o'clock hour coming up. Lots to do. Absentee ballots are out and about. Have we heard enough from those running for office here in the state of Michigan? That and a whole heck of a lot more. It's JR Morning.